Hello and welcome to today's guided Lectio Divina. My name is Jenny Kaufman. I'm a pastor at First United Methodist Church in Oak Ridge, Tennessee, and I'm very grateful to have this opportunity to share this meaningful form of prayer with you. Lectio Divina, which is Latin for divine reading, is a way of opening our hearts and our minds and ourselves up to God, asking God to speak to us through Scripture. I will read a piece of scripture a total of four times. Today it comes from the Gospel of Matthew, the third chapter. And each reading will be followed by 2 minutes of either quiet meditative music or else silence. During that quiet time, you will be invited to respond and sit with, pray about a certain response to the reading or an aspect of the reading. And again, it is a way to open ourselves up to God speaking to us. We don't try to analyze or understand the scripture in a cognitive way so much as open ourselves up to have communication with God so that we can grow in our faith journey. So let us now turn to God through the process of Lectio Divina. During this first reading, I invite you simply to listen and notice if there's a word or a phrase that seems to just beckon to you that for some reason just feels meaningful to you. At this time, John the Baptizer appeared in the desert of Judea, proclaiming, "Change your hearts and minds, for the reign of heaven is about to break in upon you." It was John that the prophet Isaiah described when he said, "A herald's voice cries in the desert, 'Prepare the way of our God, make straight the paths of God.'" John was clothed in a garment of camel's hair and wore a leather belt around his waist. Grasshoppers and wild honey were his food. At that time, Jerusalem, all Judea, and the whole region around the Jordan were going out to him. John baptized them in the Jordan River as they confessed their sins. Hear this reading now a second time, and in the quiet that follows, I invite you to consider how this word or this phrase speaks to you in your life right now. At this time, John the Baptizer appeared in the desert of Judea, proclaiming, "Change your hearts and minds, for the reign of heaven is about to break in upon you." It was John that the prophet Isaiah described when he said, "A herald's voice cries in the desert, 'Prepare the way of our God, make straight the paths of God.'" John was clothed in a garment of camel's hair and wore a leather belt around his waist. Grasshoppers and wild honey were his food. At that time, Jerusalem, all Judea, and the whole region around the Jordan were going out to him. John baptized them in the Jordan River as they confessed their sins. Hear this reading now a third time, and in the quiet that follows, I invite you to consider what God may be inviting you to do or to be, or how God might be encouraging you to respond based on the meaning of this word or phrase for you in your life right now. At this time, John the Baptizer appeared in the desert of Judea, proclaiming, "Change your hearts and minds, for the reign of heaven is about to break in upon you." It was John that the prophet Isaiah described when he said, "A herald's voice cries in the desert, 'Prepare the way of our God, make straight the paths of God.'" John was clothed in a garment of camel's hair and wore a leather belt around his waist. Grasshoppers and wild honey were his food. At that time, Jerusalem, all Judea, and the whole region around the Jordan were going out to him. John baptized them in the Jordan River as they confessed their sins. Hear this reading now one last time. And in the quiet that follows, I invite you. All right, let's try this fourth reading again. Hear now this reading one last time. And in the quiet that follows, I invite you to either sit silently in the presence of God or pray to God. At this time, John the Baptizer appeared in the desert of Judea, proclaiming, "Change your hearts and minds, for the reign of heaven is about to break in upon you." It was John that the prophet Isaiah described when he said, "A herald's voice cries in the desert, 'Prepare the way of our God, make straight the paths of God.'" John was clothed in a garment of camel's hair and wore a leather belt around his waist. Grasshoppers and wild honey were his food. At that time, Jerusalem, all Judea, and the whole region around the Jordan were going out to him. John baptized them in the Jordan River as they confessed their sins. Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, we thank you for reaching out to us in so many ways, and the way you use people in this world for us to know you and to draw closer to you. May we open our hearts and our minds ever more fully to your divine love and wisdom. Guide us, love us, and lead us, and it's in Christ's holy name we pray. Amen.